Emmanuel Macron visits Beirut today, where he pledges French support and urges the IMF to help too. Macron walked through the streets of Beirut, managing a crowd, urging his help in removing their government. This one of many scenes which played out following a devastating last Tuesday, which obliterated a city port, killing at least 130 people and injuring thousands. The fire was reportedly started when explosive ammonium nitrate ignited in a warehouse. Facebook and Twitter have acted against U.S. President Donald Trump and his campaign over a video post in which he contends children are almost immune to the coronavirus, a claim they said amounted to misinformation. Facebook removed the clip from the president's account. Twitter blocked Mr. Trump's official campaign account over a tweet containing the same video. Soon after, the account was reactivated, suggesting the video had been taken down. And an alpine resort in northeastern Italy was on high alert. A chunk of mountain glacier could break away because of sudden high temperatures. The hovering block of glacial ice within the Mont Blanc Massif is estimated at about 500,000 cubic meters, said Valerio Segor, director of a natural risk management service in the region. He called it equivalent in size to Milan's cathedral or to a soccer field with 80 meters of ice on it. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote in Washington. Again, for more on these stories, you can visit our website at voanews.com or download our app to your mobile device. This is VOA News. Another 1.2 million unemployed U.S. workers filed for government jobless compensation last week, the government's Labor Department reported on Thursday. This as the unabated coronavirus pandemic continues to wreak havoc on the American economy. It was the 20th straight week that more than a million people sought government assistance as the virus unrelentingly attacks communities large and small and throughout the country, forcing employers to shut down their businesses or curtail their operations and lay off workers. But last week's claims total was an improvement, 249,000 fewer workers seeking aid than the previous week, perhaps because a four-month boost in federal aid to the unemployed has, at least for the moment, ended. Until last Friday, the U.S. was sending an extra $600 a week to the jobless workers on top of less generous state unemployment benefits. However, the federal payments expired at the end of July, and so far this week, the administration of President Donald Trump and opposition Democrats in Congress have been unable to reach an agreement on how long to extend the payments or how much the assistance should be. Republican lawmakers say they are looking to immediately cut the federal boost by two-thirds to $200 a week, while saying they hope eventually to set the benefit claims at 70% of workers' former wages. Democratic lawmakers want to keep the current $600 a week extra payments through the end of 2020. Lawmakers have set a goal of reaching a deal by Friday, but appear to be far apart on several issues. Trump said this week he will unilaterally impose terms of some continuing aid through an executive order if negotiators cannot reach a deal. And Trump said recently the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better. But this week has said it will just disappear. The U.S. continues to lead the world in both the number of coronavirus cases and the number of deaths. In the United States, more than 4.8 million people are infected and over 158,000 are dead. In the number of cases, Brazil follows with over 2.8 million cases, then India with over 1.9 million cases, Russia with more than 870,000 cases, and South Africa with over 529,000 cases. In the number of deaths, Brazil again follows the U.S. with over 97,000 dead. Next comes Mexico with close to 50,000 dead, followed by the United Kingdom with more than 46,000 dead, and then India with more than 40,000 fatalities. And these numbers come from Johns Hopkins University in the United States. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bell.
In broadcast, it's today.